you're so Linda, I'm going to say goodbye, honey. You hear me? Well, look over yonder. If there ain't old Hank Mudge.
Well, bless my heart, if there ain't my old friend Mose Anderson. Say, Mose, how are you coming on today?
Oh, kind of scandaminavious.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing for a living now?
Oh, I'm in a new business now.
What's the new business?
I'm an agent.
Agent for what?
Insect powder.
Insect powder?
Yes, want to buy some of this powder?
Why, no, I don't want any insect powder.
It's mighty nice powder.
I said I didn't want any powder.
Does your mother want to buy some of this powder?
My poor mother is dead.
Mm-hmm. If she was alive, do you think she'd need some of this powder?
Look here, Mose, don't talk about my mother in that manner. I don't like it.
Well, look here, there's no harm done.
No, but there will be in a minute.
Well, good day, sir. Good day, sir.
Good day, good day. Just a moment, Mose.
I know that you'd want some of this powder.
No, I hardly think I need any. But tell me, how is this powder used?
Very simple, very simple. I'm going to tell you how you use it. You get up about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning when everything is quiet and still.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a lamp in your right hand and some powder in the other. You sneak downstairs in your stocking feet until you come to the kitchen.
To the kitchen?
Then you look all around the room until you see a roach or a bug. And when you see a little bug, you flash the lamp in the bug's eyes until you hypnotize.
What, hypnotize a bug?
Mm-hmm. And then you chase him 4 or 5 times around the room until the bug sweats.
Oh, Lord.
Until he's all exhausted. Then you stoop down, grab him by the back of the neck, betwixt the forefinger and the thumb, and you choke him till he's black in the face.
Say, what are you trying to tell me?
Till he opens his mouth about a foot wide, and then you take a shovel full of this powder, and you ram it down that bug's throat, and when you get him chucked full of powder, you slam him down on the floor, jump on him, and the bug is dead.
Well, for 5 minutes, have I been compelled to stand here and listen to that unmitigated, unsophisticated, nonsensical bunch of jargon that has just emanated from that concrete mass of asphaltum? Why, my boy, you are stepping from the physiological to the psychological, from the body and mind to the spirit. And wherever there's a superfluity of ocratism spreading devastation with altruistic discrimination, then, and not till then, will the subdiversion transcendentalism assert itself.
Lord, that man swallowed the whole Congress of libraries.
Say, Mose, I see you're quite a laugher.
Yes, and a smiler, too.
Well, I'm going down to a party this evening. Suppose you come along. We'll both laugh for the white folks.
I'll trail with you.
We met a girl this afternoon dressed up like a dog, with a bustle as big as a water tank, and oh, what a funny walk. Georgia says, you darling boy, whose baby am I pet? And the way he smiled smilingly, I never shall forget.